Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You, too, can leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon. You just press and hold that, buddy, and you leave us a VM. Steve, what is happening in there today?
I'm not sure if you'll like the first voice message, Taryn Daly, but let's start with this one.
Dear Daily Mix Show, it is me again, your most favorite Wolverines fan. I would like to just go off and say that this is my regular voice. Now, I was regaling you with telling you the tale of Michigan's victory.
So yeah, was it last week? We had a man in a very very strong English accent talking about Michigan.
Against Washington, but that's not why I'm here right now. I would also like to just go ahead and say, hey, Migs, appreciate you for saying that I have a velvety James Earl Jones voice. I really love that. That's good for my chocolatey hue.
What? Do you guys have something special going on between you?
I'm in love. It is a very sweet voice.
I digress. I'm here to say, hey, Washington, look at you. All right, you're doing it. You not only did you just beat Illinois, you whooped that ass. You whooped that ass. All right, and now you got Oregon coming up. Like, I believe in you. I don't.
Okay, what was the final score? The Huskies game?
Who cares?
Okay, 42-25. That's what it was, Taryn.
Yeah.
I don't. You're still part of the Big Ten, so I don't. Taryn, Wazoo, I don't know what's happening. You and my mom's fiance need to figure that out. You need to make some calls. So no highs, just hugs all around. Everybody gets hugs today. Yeah.
So you and his mom's fiance need to step in and fix the Cougs.
Apparently, but what? We won.
Oh, you did?
We beat Toledo over the weekend. 28-7, I think it was. Parents' weekend was going down over there in Pullman. I was having some substantial FOMO. I gotta take you guys to a game.
I want to go so bad. I feel like that is definitely like that's my crowd.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
Hey, Megs. It was really nice meeting you and your family over at that trunk or treat event. I was just checking to see how everything went afterwards because as we were driving away, that storm hit, and all I could think was, "Sucks for them."
Okay, thanks.
Sucks to be you.
I'm not gonna turn around and check on you, but have fun.
Hope everything was our height. That looked nasty.
It was nasty. And that was on Saturday. We had a big trunk or treat event with my wife's church and all that. And we set it all up. We had our trunk all looking good. Tatum was dressed up as Ghost Spider. I was Shrek. We're having a great time. People are showing up. And Tatum's having a blast handing out candy to the other kids. And then all of a sudden, like, the worst hailstorm just comes out. I mean, it was kind of starting to rain. But you're like, okay, we can get through this. It's fine. People set up some, like, canopy tents. Then this hailstorm hit, and it was so freaking windy that we're all holding the canopy tent from flying away. And then you heard that, like, tragic story that happened somewhere, I think in Roy, where there was, like, a trunk or treat event, and a tree, like, took somebody's life. And I'm just like, geez, man, it was not good. Like, eventually we got, luckily all the kids got inside the church, and, like, things definitely calmed down. But what blew me away is after the hailstorm, more people just started showing up for candy. I'm like, I would have never left my house.
No, outside was not the place to be over the weekend at all.
And then the next day we had another Halloween event, but thankfully this one was indoors. And one of my favorite moments happened. So like we're going around, Tatum's getting candy from people at like these different little stands that were set up. And then Tatum's grandma and her great-grandma showed up. And her great-grandma's already like one of my, both of them are like my favorite people. But
oh, yeah.
Like, her great-grandma, my wife's grandma, is just like a gangster. She's so cool, right? So she comes over and gives Tatum like two random pieces of chocolate. I'm like, where did you get this candy? And I swear to you, I had to write it down because she said, quote, I hit a sixth grader in the face with a ball. And I'm like, I already love you, but now I love you more. But how? And I was like, I didn't understand what was going on. There was an event that I wasn't by until I walked by it. Then it made sense. Oh. Where they had kids that were sixth graders and they were doing like dodgeball. So you could throw a ball at them. If you hit one of them, you get a chocolate.
What?
So apparently grandma just nailed a kid in the face with a ball. And I thought that was freaking awesome.
That's very impressive.
I thought it was so fantastic. All right, we got one more voice message.
I was keeping up on your social media and saw all the stuff that Danny V was doing. And I'm just curious exactly what was he doing? Looks like a good time though.
DJ Danny V.
World tour, New Mexico.
I didn't do much. I was just hanging out here at home all weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, went and I did, I got to do a DJ set for We the Kings and Plain White Tees in New Mexico. Two different dates in Albuquerque and Roswell. And then I got delayed with the Alaska flights and somehow made it back to Seattle. And then went and did Spokane Emo Night on Saturday.
This is a nice chill weekend.
Ha! We'll say that.
Dude, so I remember my buddy Craig was like, hey, where's Danny been? And I'm like, oh, he's in New Mexico. It's pretty cool. He's getting a DJ and open up for a couple of shows for the Plain White Tees. Because I didn't remember the other band's name, to be honest with you.
That's fine.
So I was like, and so he's like, well, that sounds like a lot of fun for Danny. That sounds like an awful time for me. And I was like, well, he's like, I don't like Plain White Tees. I was like, yeah, I guess if you don't like the band, that'd be a tough go.
So that's the Delilah band, right?
Hey there, Delilah.
What's their other song?
You know what's funny is I feel like that was kind of a lot of like people that went to go to the concert. I mean, they sold out almost both of the shows. I are very close to it. And everyone's like, hey, I know more Plain White Tee songs than I actually know or like thought I did.
So, I mean, so do they end the show with this song?
No, there's another
one. I don't know if this is leaving people on a high note.
They do play this song second to last.
Okay.
And then there's another one called like One More Time or something.
So we were having this conversation about like, do you hate this song after a while? Because they have to play this song at every show. And it's not like an upbeat banger. It's kind of a bummer song.
They like, played it every single time. Then they handed out flowers at the end of it. It was kind of, it was adorable.
Oh, my.
But then I'm thinking, I'm like, if I'm not one of the members that has to play on this song, I probably love this moment because I get a break from everything. I could like leave the stage, get a beer.
Oh, no, they do a whole band thing with this.
Really?
Don't they force the drummer to stay out there?
They sure do.
That poor guy.
But I don't know. Everyone is singing this long. Like they do Delilah and everyone's like, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but this is the song where the drummer should be having sex with the groupies.
Wow.
He's got 3.5 minutes.
That's all you need.
Actually, 3 minutes and 56 seconds. That's more than enough. That's like 50 more seconds than you need.
My favorite part was there's a girl on the rail in Albuquerque.
And she had a big, Delilah.
She had a big sign that said, my name's Delilah. Check my ID.
Oh, my God.
So they dedicated the song to her.
I thought I was going down a different road. Check my ID. I'm legal. I was like, wait a second.
Nope.
Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song,
you want a flower, Steve?
I just feel like it's bittersweet. You have a hit song, but this is your hit song.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show. Rockaholics, we want to kick it with you on December 12th. It is called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. All of the bands performing will be completely unplugged. You can grab your tickets at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.